Hey, good evening, all. So, if you remember from yesterday, we are in the middle of saying that a person does have the ability to annul an oath if they so choose, and we said that there are specific conditions that will allow a person to annul an oath or not, and we said that a person can't just make up some ridiculous reason. There has to actually have been a real reason that he would annul the oath, and we said that there are actually a few more qualifications. So it says the Chinuch as follows: how does this work exactly? This whole matter is based on what Chazal said, that when the sage, this Torah scholar that this person is coming to annul their oath to, so this guy is coming to annul the oath from this guy, so this wise man cannot find an opening, a way out of the oath that would be what we would call a new development that is unusual. So in other words, the implication would be that if there was some new development, it would be okay, but if it's an unusual new development, that's not allowed. And so what's the reasoning for what's going on over here? So we say that if a guy makes a swear, then he is assumed that he wants to keep that swear. And in general, you would assume that if something new does come up, then obviously, if you'd go back in time, he still would make that swear because he had no idea that the new development was coming up. But it seems like we're a little bit more lenient, that as long as if it's a new development, it's not an odd situation, then we would still allow him to annul it. So we'll let the Chinuch speak for himself to explain this exactly. So, again, so if a guy comes to the sage does not have the right to annul this vow if it's an unusual new development. Because this guy is not saying explicitly that I am regretful, that I never really wanted to have taken this oath. If you would come to me now, I'm not going to say that I will retroactively take this oath. Rather, I just want to undo it as of today. That we would therefore be able to consider him honest, that we would therefore be able to consider him that it was an unwitting oath, because he's saying it's not really an unwitting oath. Ella, sheretzuno hayom kimo sheya techila. Essentially, he's saying that today, he's saying that if you would go to this guy today, then he'd say, as of today, if I were to make the oath, I would not actually really want to make it. But retroactively, ela sherotza achshav heter, I want the heter now, I want to be able to undo my oath now, but retroactively, I really would have liked to have kept it that way. So Ketzad, what is this case exactly? Nishba shelo yehena beploni, a guy says that I'm not going to benefit from such and such a person. V'na'asa sofer ha'ir otabach, and what do you know, it happens to be that in this small town, this one guy, the only guy who he said he doesn't want to have any benefit from, he becomes the only butcher in the town, or he becomes the only sofer in the town. So now he needs to benefit from the guy. But who, Omer, and this guy who took this swear not to benefit from this other individual, he says, Ritzoni kayemas shelo hayisi chavetz lehanosbo. My original will is still intact, that I would not like to benefit from this guy. And I really would just have wanted it that he would never have become a scribe, or that he never would have become a butcher. So if the guy says this, that really he still is in agreement with what he said from the get-go, then ein matir no, we do not allow him to matir this nether. Ashimar, what case would we allow him to matir? If he says achar, so you see over here that obviously we give you the loophole before you say anything, so just read the chinuch before you want to annul your vow, then you'll know exactly what to say, and you'll be all good. What do you have to say? Achar shani ro'eh shezeh ha'ish na'aseh sofer. Now that I see that this guy has become the scribe or has become the butcher, misnachim ani al shenishbati al ha'anosom me'olam. Really, I regret ever having taken this vow. I really never really meant to take it. Umi yitain shalonesh bati. And really, I wish that I never had sworn in the first place. Binyan zeh matirinlo. Now that we see that clearly, if he would have known that this was going to happen, he would have regretted it, and he really does regret it today, as if it was retroactive, then we matir that situation. Shari modesh nishtana chepso, because he confesses that his initial will has changed. Umischaret al ma'asav legamri b'chatsu nidiyaso, and he fully regrets that he ever took this vow in the first place. She'ilu yada be'is that if he would have known today, if he would have known then what he knows today, then he never would have taken this. Swear lohaya nishba mayolam. He never would have sworn to anosu, and therefore we consider him like an honest, like an unwitting person. The pasuk says ha'adam b'shua, that a man will take a swear, that a person will take a swear. Parad la'anos, but this excludes someone who is unwillingly sort of like forced to do it, as it were. In other words, that a regular person, when we say that a person takes a swear, only a person is defined as someone who can make the decision, yes or no. But if someone is sort of forced into doing something, then we consider that person not like an actual person when it comes to referring to a swear, and therefore we allow this guy to undo his vow. So there's a lot more to say on this. We'll speak a little bit tomorrow about other situations like this, but for now we will stop right here.